being a mum. And I'll just start by sharing some of my background, but I'll just wait for the... all the technical stuff to happen. I've just got some photos to show you, so I can't really explain them just with words. Yeah, that's Craig's talk, so you have to wait for that one. Well, no, I'll just start so by sharing my background. I was brought up in a small country town in Esk, and in my family there were 7 children. You can see them up there. My family went to church, and we went to Sunday school, and my nana, if you look on the next slide, my grandmother, she taught me Sunday school. And I don't remember a specific conversion experience, but I do remember reading the Bible as a child, and in high school I'd have devotions and use our daily bread, those booklets, to have a devotional time with God. And when I came to uni, that was a really great time. There's so many Christian groups at uni and so many opportunities to study the Bible. So I really learnt a lot and grew as a Christian there. And Craig, my husband, he grew up in Cairns. His family's not Christian, but at school they had lessons in religion, so he heard the gospel there. And because of that, he went to Sunday school and became a Christian. But gradually he stopped living as a Christian. So by the time he'd come to university, he wasn't living as a Christian. But he had some Christian friends and they challenged him, and through that he got his act together, started living as a Christian again. So by the time I met him, he's a very attractive Christian man that I saw. So we went on a beach mission together, and at the end of the beach mission he was, talking to me saying, oh, what about marriage? And so yeah, 3 months later we got engaged, and 6 months later I got married. Yes. Go for marriage. And 9 months later, had a little baby girl, Amy. So that was a great joy to us. A very steep learning curve because we knew nothing about babies and had a very short time to learn, but lots of fun. So, then another 18 months later, had another baby girl, Sarah. That was a bit tricky for me then, trying to manage a baby and a toddler at the same time by myself, but we survived. And then we had another baby boy, Calvin. I remember just having lots of fun, just deciding I'm going to relax and enjoy this baby, and I really did. Yep, then we had a baby girl called Phoebe. Then we had another girl called Maggie. And about when Maggie was about 1 year old, we started homeschooling, so that was a bit of a lifestyle change for us as a family. And then we had a baby girl called Frances. If you've met her, she's a bit of a live wire. And then we had Owen, a big fat baby he was, and then Taylor, last year we had him. So now I hope you're paying attention, there might be a test later, make sure you know all the names of my kids. Oh, you can pass on the weights today just because it's Mother's Day. Yeah. So anyway, it's Mother's Day, and let me just say, it's great being a mum. I really like being a mum. You know, I like wondering if I'm pregnant, and I like finding out that I'm pregnant and just wanting to tell everyone because it's just so exciting. And I like feeling a baby moving inside me and seeing how God's growing that baby. And I like holding the new baby after it's just been born. And I like knowing that labour is over and I don't have to worry about it anymore. I like seeing my baby grow and look at me and smile. It's so precious. And then watching them learn new things, learning to roll over and crawl and sit up and walk. It's good to watch them do these things. And then when they're learning to talk, they say so many cute things when they copy the things that older kids say. I like watching my kids learn to read. That just opens new doors for them. I like watching them play together and have fun and enjoy each other's company. I like seeing my kids when they practice a piece on the piano and they can learn to play it really well. It's a good thing to see. I like seeing my kids master some math concept and being able to do it. I like seeing my kids grow and learn to think of other people and be helpful rather than just being selfish. And I like it when my kids write notes that say, "Dear Mum and Dad, I love you." That's really precious. So I really do love being a mum. But of course it's a sinful world and it's not always easy, it's not always fun. So I just want to share with you briefly some things that have helped me as a mum. And the first thing is that God is sovereign. So that means that God is in control of everything. There's a psalm here, Psalm 139. "All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." So that means that God plans every single thing that happens in our life. It's not chance and it's not fate. I didn't end up with these people in my family just as some random event, but God picked that particular person to be my mum and that particular person to be my dad, because that's who he wanted me to have as parents. So that can encourage me and know that this is where God wants me to be. And also in another verse in Romans, it's a very famous verse, it says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." So nothing happens outside of God's control. For example, when I'm in the middle of cooking my dinner and then the baby wakes up and then the toddler has an accident, wets his pants, and all at the same time I go, "Ah!" It's not like God was just sleeping for a minute there and let it all happen. But actually, he's planned even those things to happen because he wants them to do good in me. He wants them to grow me and change me and make me more patient and more kind. So I don't have to get angry about it all, but I can grow and learn to be more patient. So that's the first one, God is sovereign. And the next one is prayer. Now, we all have our own strengths and weaknesses, and let me just say that prayer is one of my weaknesses. I'm not very good at praying. Maybe when I was single, I was a bit more disciplined about it, but it's harder for me now. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't want me to pray. Even if I'm not good at praying, God still wants me to pray because he loves me coming to him and he loves answering my prayers. And in CTP this week, we've been doing promises that God has made. And if you can just put the next slide up. There's a promise up there. God says, "If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" So God wants to help us, and he delights to help us. So an example of this is when sometimes one of my kids gets grumpy and they get angry and annoyed, and then they annoy someone else, and then another one is grumpy as well. And before you know it, yeah, crazy. And often this happens just when we're about to study the Bible or something like that. So, you know, what can I do then? How can I make my kids change and, yeah, be happy? They don't have a button I can just press, happy button, and cooperate suddenly. So, you know, I can't change them. What can I do? So I can only pray to God, "Please, by your Spirit, work in them." And, you know, so many times, half an hour later, I will look and go, "Yeah, God, answer my prayer. Look, they're happy. They're playing together. They are being friends again. Yeah, thank you, God. You are so good. You changed them." And even in my heart as well, when, you know, when I'm feeling grumpy, when I've had enough, I just want to walk away, then, you know, "Please, God, change my heart. Soften my heart." And he does. He's so good. So, yeah, thank you, God. So the next thing that's helped me is remembering. Some people say that when you have a baby, you lose a quarter of your brain cells. And I've had lots of babies. And I guess it just says something about how with children, it's hard to keep a track of everything and think clearly all the time and remember the important things. But actually, it's not just mums who have that problem. If you read the Bible, you know, God's people seem to have always done the same thing. He's just saved them out of Egypt, brought them through the Red Sea, and straight away they want to go back. Or taken them into the Promised Land, and straight away they're worshipping other gods. They've forgotten the amazing things that God has done for them. So, God knows that we need help to remember the things that he's done for us. And, you know, he's so good. He provides us, like with the Lord's Supper, with the Holy Communion. He gives us things that we can see and taste and touch to make it real for us, this event of Jesus dying to pay for our sins and become our Saviour. And so, you know, I need physical things to help me remember. So things like writing in a journal and taking lots of photos. I can see I love taking photos. And making scrapbooks and keeping a blog. You know, these things, they give us opportunities to look back and remember what God has done and how He's worked in our lives. And also for our kids, when they see them, they can look back. Like my kids, they can look back and say, oh, that's right, I was so sick with asthma, I was in hospital, but now God has healed me, I hardly ever get asthma anymore. And that time when I burnt my stomach and it was so bad, but God has healed me, you can hardly see the scar anymore. And, you know, I used to have that bad habit, but look how God has helped me and changed me. Wow, thank you, God, you're so amazing. Yeah, praise you. And the last thing is related to remembering, it's being thankful. When we remember what God has done, then we can be thankful to Him. So one thing that I've done that just has helped me to foster that attitude of thankfulness is I've just got a notebook, and every week, there's 20 lines on the page, every week I just write down 20 things that I'm thankful to God for. Just little things like chocolate and clean water to drink and, you know, being able to buy new shoes for my kids. Not new kids, I've probably got enough. So, it just has been helpful to foster that attitude of thankfulness. And this is also something that I can learn from my kids in. And when we have our devotional time, we pray. And every night, the youngest two girls, they pray almost the same prayer. And it goes something like this. Dear God, thank you for my family, for Amy and Sarah, Calvin and Phoebe, Maggie, Taylor and Owen, Mum and Dad. And that we could get the trampoline and that we could get the 12-seater. So, you know, more than a year ago, our family, we couldn't fit in our car. We needed to get a new car. We're having a new baby. So we prayed every night, please God, provide us with a car that's good for us. And He did. You know, we've got our big white van. I'm sure you've seen it. And it's great. But here we are, more than 1 year later, and every night my daughter is saying, thank you, God, for giving us this car. And, you know, that's so good. It helps me to remember, yes, God, all these little things that I so quickly forget. You have given me all these things. You are so good. Yeah, so, yeah, good to us. Okay, now, being Mother's Day, it's a good day to thank God for your mum. And it's also a good idea today to talk to your mum and say thank you to her for all that she has poured into your life.